This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The International Monetary Fund's chief economist said Monday, government should deploy substantial stimulus and international coordination to counteract the economic impact of the spreading coronavirus epidemic. The IMF has already warned the impact of the virus will slow growth in the world economy to below the 2.9% posted last year. Thousands prepare to get off a cruise ship in California hit by the coronavirus. The Grand Princess is carrying more than 3,500 people from 54 countries, at least 21 of them confirmed to have coronavirus. Cruise passenger Adelina Serrata from California told KGO she and her husband have their bags packed.
I guess we're going to go to a military facility to quarantine, but I like to go home and be quarantined.
The sickest passengers will go to the hospital. Americans on board will be quarantined at military bases around the country, and foreign passengers will leave on chartered flights. The death toll in Europe from the coronavirus topped 500 Monday after Italy recorded a sharp rise. Italy's Civilian Protection Agency reported 97 new deaths, bringing the country's total to 463, as the country takes a series of stringent measures to battle the spread of the virus, including lockdown of the country's northern region until April 3rd. The Italian government says that's to save the economy from coronavirus. Greece has shut down schools, theaters, and large public gatherings in three major regions, hoping to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Cases have climbed dramatically there after health officials detected the virus among travelers returning from the Middle East. The measures have now pit health authorities against the Greek Orthodox Church. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com or download our app. From Washington, this is VOA News. The virus is partially to blame for oil falling by the most since 1991 after Saudi Arabia started a price war with Russia. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
Oil prices crashed on Monday after Saudi Arabia kicked off a price war with Russia. The free fall threw financial markets into chaos. Massive discounts from Saudi saw oil prices collapse by as much as 30%. The biggest percentage drop since 1991 at the start of the Gulf War. On Sunday, Saudi slashed its export prices and pledged to unleash its pent-up supply of oil onto the financial markets. It's attempting to punish Russia after OPEC failed to agree on cuts to oil production last Friday. It would have been an attempt to fight prices falling from shock over the coronavirus. Now, Saudi Arabia seems to have shifted gears. If it can't bump up the price, it's going to push it down.
That was Reuters' Libby Hogan. The U.S. is facing a new dilemma in Afghanistan as it figures out how to advance the peace deal with the Taliban. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
In Kabul,
President Ashraf Ghani was sworn in for another term after being declared the winner of September's election. But next door, rival Abdullah Abdullah was also sworn in after charging voter fraud. They both say they're in charge, which is threatening to wreck the peace process. After the U.S. and the Taliban signed the deal last month, negotiations between Afghans themselves were to start tomorrow, which is now a near impossibility after dueling inaugurations. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Sudanese Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok says he is safe following an assassination attempt Monday in Khartoum. Eyewitnesses say car bombs went off near the prime minister's convoy as he traveled to his office. Afterward, hundreds of protesters gathered at the scene of the blast, condemning what they called a terrorist attack. Another former rival for the Democratic presidential nomination is backing former VP Joe Biden. Senator Cory Booker is the latest prominent African-American politician to back the former vice president's bid for the White House, following former candidate Kamala Harris. Booker and Harris are possible VP picks for Biden and will join him for a rally in Michigan Monday evening ahead of the state's primary. Meanwhile, civil rights activist Jesse Jackson endorsed Biden's main opponent, Bernie Sanders.
I promise you, we're going to bring together Americans of every race, ethnicity, gender, economic station, Democrats, Republicans, independents of every stripe.
I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.